dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy!
Yeah. Once again, it's time for You Big Dummy. Dummy. This is when we read real news stories of dumb people doing dumb stuff, and we vote on who's the dummiest. Dummy number one, dummy number one. Oklahoma City police are searching for a man accused of stealing packages of bacon by stuffing them in his shirt. Wonder if he did that on National Pig Day. According to police reports, the man was seen approaching the bacon and placing six packages into his shirt. When confronted by an employee at the Smart Saver, the man ran out with about $30 worth of the pork product. Police have released a picture of the man on Facebook in hopes that the public can help identify him. In the post, they added, quote, "We like bacon as much as the next guy, but you just can't go around stealing it."
Hit laws, dummy. Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after tonight, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Number two. A Florida, oh, here we go. A Florida man has been arrested after he pretended he did. No, 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 no. No, no, oh my God. I read these cold, by the way. I just want to let everybody know. Once again, a Florida man has been arrested after he pretended to be the drummer for the band Nickelback in order to get new music equipment. The situation began in mid-January when a company in Austria received an email from someone claiming to be Daniel Edar, drummer for the band Nickelback. The order totaled $25,000, including drum equipment and high-end microphones. Suspicious of the order, the company contacted Nickelback's management, who confirmed that it did not come from Edar. They turned the matter over to the police, who easily identified 45-year-old Lee Howard Koenig, who had provided his home address for the location in which to ship the order. An internet search found that Koenig is a member of three bands, including Mr. Wookie. Koenig was released from the St. Lucie jail on bail, a jail official said.
To the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dan, by the way, we have to find some Mr. Wookie online just to hear what the band sounds like. There's a pan flute in it.
They have a total of 20 likes on Facebook.
Dummy number three is we got our reader for this week. Our reader this week is Steve. For being our reader, Steve wins $25 Lou Malnati's gift card. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 Chicagoland locations to order online. Go to loumalnati's.com. Take it away, Steve.
This is Steve for You Big Dummy. A Florida woman who poured glue into ATM machines after her debit card had been declined has been arrested. Pensacola police say Gwen M. Brown, 32, was arrested in Jacksonville on Wednesday. Surveillance footage showed Brown walking up to the ATM at Beach Community Bank. She can be seen with a small tube of glue as she approached the machine. Investigators said Brown made several attempts to use her card, but the machine failed each time. Surveillance images show Brown walked away, then glue was found poured into the ATM, according to the police. Minutes later, Brown is seen approaching another ATM at the Coastal Bank and Trust down the road from the First Bank. Police said, quote, "Again, she was caught on camera holding some glue in one of her hands while trying to make a transaction. After the card was declined, she poured glue into the machine," end quote. A second suspect, Daniel Asanto, 25, was also arrested. Police said Asano was inside a rental truck while Brown poured the glue into the ATMs. And now back to you, Nick.
Jeez.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. Dummy number four. We have a picture for this one on the Facebook page if you'd like to see this. This is another reason to like our Facebook page. You can see the videos and the pictures from the dummies. You get to see the pictures associated with this dummy, our dummy number four, at facebook.com/Nick D Show. A Dutch company has become the subject of ridicule after creating an ad for a pregnancy test that features a picture of a woman who is at least 7 months pregnant. The ad for the Predictor pregnancy test shows a happy couple reacting to a positive pregnancy test. However, the woman front and center has a pronounced baby bump. The ad is tagged with the line, "When you need to know." Adweek reached out to the company for an explanation. In a statement, they replied, quote, "Since Predictor is 99.9% accurate, you'd rather depend on the test than your belly." Again, if you want to see it, it's at facebook.com/Nick D Show.
Well, if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Look at that ghost dummy. What was that? Dummy number five. A teen in Pennsylvania was the last name with the last name Cheese has been arrested in a pizza delivery theft. Sheldon Isaiah Cheese and Logan Matthew Alexander allegedly robbed a man while he was delivering pizzas, according to the Evening Sun. Police said Cheese knocked on the delivery driver's window while Alexander stood behind the car and pointed a weapon at him. The man gave Cheese and Alexander $25 and two pizzas before they fled into a nearby wooded area. Police located Alexander's vehicle near the scene with Cheese's ID inside. The victim was able to identify Cheese as one of the suspects. Cheese is currently in prison awaiting his court date.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Okay. I would like to commend whoever wrote that last piece on the amount of times that the word cheese was mentioned in the in the article. All right, we got to vote. This is another good week. A really good week. I don't know if Vic is able to vote. He might be busy in the newsroom. I don't see him at the desk. But let me do a recap here. Here's where we're choosing from. The dummy who stole bacon by stuffing it down his shirt. The dummy who impersonated the drummer from Nickelback in order to get some musical equipment. The dummy who poured glue into ATMs after her debit card didn't work. The dummy ad company that had an obviously pregnant woman in a pregnancy test ad. And the dummy whose last name was Cheese who stole pizza. Okay, Dan, who are you going to vote?
As my wife and I are expecting, originally I was leaning towards the predictor test because if you see the picture, it's just absolutely ridiculous, especially the husband. The husband just looks like a complete doof in
okay.
this picture.
All right, I'll have to see it.
Yeah. And, you know, anytime, you know, one of our finalists last year for Dummy of the Year was the guy who had drugs stuffed up his butt. His last name was Cheeks.
Right.
It's always good, but... Man, oh man, impersonating the drummer of Nickelback? I mean, really? That's where you go? So that is my, I cast my vote for D.
Okay, you're voting for two, the dummy who impersonated Nickelback. Okay, Esmeralda, where are you going on this?
I like the one about the glue, but I think I have to do the Nickelback one.
You have to go with
Nickelback. It's pretty awful.
Yeah, yeah. They're all really strong. They are. I mean, these are really good. These are really good this week. And, but I gotta go with the Nickelback. I mean, it's got to be unanimous. I mean, that's the drummer you pick. You pick the drummer from Nickelback. But the key, not only is it hilarious that he chose the drummer from Nickelback, but I love the fact that he gave his own home address. That's another thing that was hilarious. These guys giving their home address, like the guy last week with the meth, who left his name, his real name, at the hotel he was going to stay at. Because he, what was it, he quote unquote, wanted to party?
He was coming to Florida to party.
All right, well, that's our winner this week. It's the dummy who thought he was the drummer from Nickelback. Okay. Good stuff, though. All right, we'll do that again next week. And the news is in 3 seconds. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
Context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context.
Yeah, that's right. Straight out of context. Welcome back to the show, everybody. A Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up. This is Nick DiGilio. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, text number as well, and you can get your Fly Jam requests in there too. 312-981-7200. All right, it's time for Straight Out of Context. You know this. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down all the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Shall we begin, Dan?
Let's begin with Tim, who heard this one of Rokon.
And I'm starting to think, uh-oh, what happens
yes.
if, like, it has a full eruption?
Oh, God. yes, all right.
Brian submitted this one of Bill Luff.
There were guys in my neighborhood, they could make that thing go all day.
okay.
Eric emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
Troy is more than willing to admit that he gets stiff.
What? All right.
Champagne Chad heard this one of Esmeralda and you.
Doing little exercises for
yeah,
this, Esmeralda?
Pumping it up.
All right. I don't even remember what we were talking about there. All right.
Norma called in this one of you.
I've got a pair for you right now. All right.
Brian is responsible for the next couple ones. They are all Lou Manfredini.
There you go, Esmeralda.
First up.
See what you can find as far as any holes.
And then this one.
Yeah, I really like wood.
Filthy.
And this one.
You literally could put it in with your finger.
Oh, man.
So good.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Tanker Bob emailed this one of Steve Bertrand.
I'm ready for you. Can you tell?
I like that one. I like that one. All right.
Brian sent in this one of Dean Richards.
We do it every Oscar Sunday morning now.
Oh, okay.
Brian J. heard this one of Mark Harmon.
No hair, big hair, short hair, I'm in.
Wow. Good for you, Mark.
Mike called in this exchange between Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
And you've turned me down,
no,
so
I'm
feeling really low.
I'm not turning you down.
You did already.
Mm. Okay.
Eric emailed this exchange between Mark Carmen and David Miranda.
This is for you, David.
Okay.
I think you can handle it. All right. You ready?
A ver. Let's see.
I think you can handle it.
So I leave the show for one morning and then they just go all filthy?
Yep.
Okay.
Sean sent in this one of Dave Bennett.
Rocky just licked me.
There's always something special when Dave is included in Straight Out of Context. I love it when Dave's included.
Not
okay.
The last time either.
Brian, oh, good.
Yeah, Brian is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Steve Bertrand.
I'm not always just playing with it.
I've seen it. It's not fun. All right.
And this one of Pete McMurray.
Coach Q was on Cochran last week.
Mm-hmm. He'll be on this week, too.
And then another one of Pete, also sent in by our own Ryan Burrow.
Oh.
We have two big jugs.
Nice catch, Ryan. All right.
Jesse heard this one of Scott Stantis.
That's like the fourth best thing I've had in my mouth ever.
Whoa. Okay.
Steve submitted this one to Violetta Podramatic.
People can use me. I'm available.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Jeez, all right.
Ken in Milwaukee is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Rokan.
Just go down to the G spot.
What was he talking about? What in God's name could he be talking about?
Would you like to know or not?
Yeah.
That is what he's calling guaranteed rate field.
Oh. Okay.
So I'd imagine as baseball season comes around.
We're going to get a lot of those. All right. Okay.
And another one of Violetta.
When the lights turn on, though, you're like, what was I eating?
Oh, man. All right.
And back to Roe.
It's not very thick. I think it's under 2 inches.
Ooh. Okay.
Our own Mike Jacobson emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
Now, when you're fired up, do they come quicker?
God. Oh, man.
Mark sent in this one of Patty Vasquez.
There's so many fun things happening in my mouth.
Yeah.
Bill heard this one of you.
I did my friend? Is that what I said? Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Jesse submitted this exchange between Mary Vandeveld and Dave Bennett.
I need it now.
So, I'll be right up, Mary.
Oh, my God, is that fantastic. That is fantastic. Oh, that's one of my favorites of all time. Right there, man. Who sent that one in?
Jesse.
Oh, Jesse. Good ear. That's great. Okay.
Jesse also emailed this one of Steve Grzanich.
Just seems like a big hole.
Okay.
Brian and Ted sent in this one of Wendy.
Really makes me want to clean out my junk.
Oh, come on now. Okay.
This next one. Brian and Harold emailed this one of Wendy.
I used my pointer and middle finger on each hand.
Yeah.
And I was practicing every night in bed until I got it and it woke everybody up because it took me till 2 a.m. to do it.
That is unbelievable. I don't even know what to say. Okay. Jeez. All right.
Dave heard this exchange between Bill, Wendy, and Steve.
Sometimes when you really feel like you need to do it, it's hardest to do,
Bill. I think that's what it is.
It happens to everyone. It does.
No, I guess.
No, it's not just you.
What is happening on that show? What in God's name is happening on that show?
I think it varies week per week. Well, last week it was Ro. This week it's Bill and Wendy.
Yeah. Wow.
Kurt and a ton of texters submitted this one of you.
Trying to drive the car. Just so I can find a hooker. We were talking about a video game. Mm-hmm. I like that they stopped at that because I said hooker to kill. You'd think that they would.
we don't condone killing of hookers, so I edited.
I see. Okay, because we were talking about Vice City or whatever the hell, the crime village. What's it called?
Grand
Theft Auto. There you go.
Another one of you from Brian J.
Esmeralda will give and I shall receive.
Yeah, I knew that. As soon as I said it, Esmeralda, as soon as I said it.
I think we all knew.
Oh, man.
And finally,
yeah,
Jesse brings one of you.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I can't believe I didn't jump on this one immediately. All right. Should we wait, Dan?
Yeah, let's break.
All right, let's break. And then we've got some Nick D Show spies coming up right here in WGN. Thank you for those submissions for Straight Out of Context, people.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah. All right. You know what this is. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. By the way, Fly Jams Friday coming up in just a couple of minutes. Get your requests ready for great R&B. We celebrate funky stuff on Fridays. 312-981-7200 for talk and text and requests. All right. This is Nick D's show, Spies. This is when you listen 24/7 whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got, Dan?
All right. Our spies this week were Peter and Decatur, Kara and Barbara. We start with a quick one. On Oscar Sunday, Dave Plyer was talking movies. He typically doesn't talk movies because he likes to leave it to experts like you and Dean.
We talked a little Oscar stuff at the beginning, although I don't talk movies. I mean, Nick covers it overnight. And Dean, you know, on Steve's show, and on, you know, he is the entertainment critic and reporter for GNTV and radio. So I really don't dabble so much in the movies.
Mm. Thank you for that. I'm an expert.
Apparently so. This next one is from WGN Radio Theater. They were kicking around an idea of going on a remote and on the remote doing a live radio play, and they were thinking of people here at the radio station who'd be willing to participate.
And Lisa, you could play the Agnes Moorehead role.
I would be honored to play the Agnes
Moorehead
role.
Sean's going to be the villain, and then we'll get a couple more people. We'll get Nick DiGilio. He'll do it. Nick loves doing this kind of stuff.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I actually appeared on two episodes of Carl's Twilight Zone radio dramas. I played a murderous hitchhiker on one. Don't want to pick me up, because I'll kill you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Predicator of your video game days as well.
Yes.
We lost the great Bill Paxton about a week ago, and Patty was also a fan, and we'll be checking out some movies based upon your Facebook posts.
I love Bill Paxton's entire library of acting. His entire career was really amazing, from the movie Aliens. And I haven't seen a lot of the movies that Nick DiGilio has been sort of tagging. I had never seen Trespass, so I'm going to check out some of the movies I never saw Bill Paxton's. I was really sad to hear that he passed away.
Yeah, damn it. We're going to do a Bill Paxton movie in May at my film screening. This Tuesday, we're doing Reservoir Dogs. April 11th, we're doing Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window. And in May, we are doing a Bill Paxton movie. Not sure which one yet. We'll nail it down in a couple of days. And he was one of the best. He was great. I hope she did watch Trespass, because that movie rules. It's awesome. Okay?
And finally, the last one we mentioned a little bit earlier, but Patty and her crew are going to be feeding us in a couple of weeks.
By the way, heads up, on March 9th, Vic, and Esmeralda, and Nick D, and Dan Chagrew, and Mike Heidemann. We have our friends from the Chicago Culinary Kitchen coming back. They loved your conversation about how their brisket was the best brisket you've ever tasted outside of Texas. They're coming back with a full hog, just so you know.
Amazing. I'm so happy now.
True American heroes.
That's
they
happening
are, man.
On March 9th in studio. We have to figure out, we need to bring more people, though. I think we need to have a pretty late party for the whole hog.
We got to finish the whole thing. It can't be the bagel situation again.
We don't need more people.
No, we do.
Yeah.
No. We can finish it. All right. That's Wednesday, March 9th. No, that'll be Thursday morning. Thursday morning, right? Because it'll be Wednesday night, the 9th, leading into our show, which would be the 10th, so it'll be Thursday morning.
That is correct, yes.
Hopefully there'll be a whole hog in the newsroom. And I don't mean Vic.
All right.
Hey, it was an easy one, man. Come on.
Hey, man, whatever.
All right.
I'm just imagining him playing in
a pan flute right now with Zamfir.
That's what he's doing. He's not writing news.
He's in the lotus position right now. He's in the lotus position with Zamfir. Well, he better start getting funky. And he's got to become a Viggity Viggity Vic verified double V.
Funky pan flute.
Funky pan flute, right. All right, are we ready?
I think we need a name change. Funky pan flute is pretty awesome.
Indigenous funky pan flute. All right.